This is about business as well, because obviously if there's footfall into banks located in city centres, then you know, you'd like to think that there's a direct spin-off from that. And I've talked to a number of business people today who are concerned that the closures will affect business also. I also would reflect on rural areas. Quite often, rural areas, the access to the bank is so critically important, and quite often the notion of a bank being located or a bank machine being located in a post office isn't even an option for some of these communities in terms of access.
There's been comments made by a number of people at the lack of debate about this. This was just an announcement which for many public representatives came out of the blue with no consultation whatsoever.
Absolutely, and I think you know that this is one of the situations that we do increasingly have with banks. It tends to be the case that we only hear from banks when we have to go seeking them out when there is an issue. And I do think that there's a responsibility and a requirement on them to be more cooperative and be more, I suppose, engage more with different sectors in relation to decisions that they may or may not have to take. So I do think that there's a requirement on the banks, and it has been my experience that it is us as elected representatives and wider civic society that often have to go and seek them out to have these discussions almost after the fact.